This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a Mishnah Pirkei Avos per day. We sage a commentary and practical advice the same, looking at those elements that we need in order to acquire Torah. We looked at the first 24 in the last Mishnah. Now we see the rest here in 6-6, Vav-Vav. Just a couple of more Mishnahs till we finish off this season and take our big summer hiatus. Let's look at the other qualities. Hamakres Mekoma V'Sameach V'Chalka V'Osek Siag T'Ledavaro V'Ena Machazik Tov L'Atzmo Ohuv Ohuv Ezemalkom Ohuv Ezebrios Ohuv Ezestakos Ohuv Ezetochach So we see the list of 48 things needed to become a Torah scholar. Torah is acquired by one who recognizes his place. He recognizes his own shortcomings. He knows he still has much work to do in this world. Tiferes Yisrael points out. One who is happy with his lot. Someone who is satisfied with his lot, as we see Ezer Hu Ashir Sameach B'Chalko and Dalet Aleph. Someone who is satisfied with his lot enjoys an untroubled state of mind, which improves his powers of understanding memory. He is eager to learn, devote himself to his studies. Nothing is more damaging to mental sharpness, memory, and concentration than sadness and anxiety, as Tiferes Yisrael points out. Someone who makes a fence around his affairs. He takes measures to prevent himself from coming close to sin, as Medrash Shmuel points out, and Tiferes Yisrael points out, making sure to take care of things in your life. He does not take credit for himself. Even if he has learned as much as possible, he does not boast about his accomplishments because he knows that he was created for that purpose. Medrash Shmuel points out, who is beloved. Everyone loves him because he behaves with charm, kindness, and compassion. Tiferes Yisrael explains to us, he will constantly be loved by God because anyone with whom people are pleased, God is pleased with him. As a result, God's love for him, God will bless him with wisdom, as pointed out by the Derech Chaim. And he loves God. One who loves God learns Torah for its own sake. And it was taught above that one who learns Torah for its own sake merits to have the secrets of the Torah revealed to him, as Medrash Shmuel points out to us. And someone who loves people, a Torah scholar who loves people, will express his love by drawing them closer to the Torah, stated in a different Mishnah. Be from among students of Aaron who love people and bring them closer to Torah by teaching people Torah. The knowledge of Torah increases, as explained in a different Brisa, as Medrash Shmuel tells us. Someone who loves Tochacha, someone who loves rebuke. Rashi and other Rishonim delete the phrase "Ohev Tzedakah." He not only accepts rebuke, but even rejoices when he's rebuked because it motivates him to improve himself. Nachal Sofos and Tiferes Yisrael points out, loves straightforwardness. He loves straightforward thinking. Medrash Shmuel points to us, being a seeker of truth, he's not interested in witty, convoluted arguments, but likely to be wrong, as Nachal Sofos points to. Distances himself from honor. Not only does he not seek honor, he actively tries to avoid it, as pointed by the Tiferes Yisrael. For example, if his path takes him past a group of people who would stand up to honor him, he chooses a different route. Pointed out by Medrash Shmuel, this trait will help him in his studies because he will not consider beneath his dignity to learn Torah from someone younger or lesser status than himself. Pointed out by Machzor Vitri. Does not become arrogant because of his learning. Besides avoiding honor, as stated, he does not let anything feeling of pride enter his heart. He considers himself inferior to other scholars, and this way he'll be motivated to work harder. Pointed out by the Medrash Shmuel. He does not enjoy making halachic decisions. He's afraid to decide questions of halacha because he might rule incorrectly, as pointed by the Machzor Vitri. And he shares his fellow's burden. When he sees other people suffer, he also suffers, Medrash Shmuel points to. He does whatever he can to lighten their burden, as pointed by Tiferes Yisrael. He judges his fellow favorably. He sees a person doing something and is not clear whether it was improper or proper. He gives them the benefit of the doubt, assumes what he did was proper. He sets him on a path of truth. When he knows that his fellow made a mistake, he does not derive any joy from it, but for the sake of truth, he corrects him and sets him on the correct path, pointed by the Medrash Shmuel. Sets him on the path of peace. If he involved in a legal dispute, he would rather make a compromise than insist upon his full rights under the law. Pointed by Rashi, some commentators hold that sets him on the path of truth is linked to set him on the path of peace. That is, when another scholar makes a mistake, he shows that scholar the truth, but does so in a peaceful way to avoid hurting his feelings. Pointed by Nachal Salvas and Medrash Shmuel. Who is settled in his study, does not learn in a hurry, but takes his time and studies with a calm and settled mind. Pointed by the Medrash Shmuel, asks and answers, does not interrupt a questioner. Instead, he waits until the question finishes so he can understand the question, then answer. He hears and adds. He hears all that his teacher has to say, then tries to add to it rather than contradict it. Rashi points out, studies in order to teach. Teacher has to recall the material every time he teaches, as this helps him to remember it over the long term. Pointed by the Medrash Shmuel, studies in order to do. When someone learns Torah in order to put into practice perfectly, he reviews the material many times so that he will remember every detail. Pointed by the Tiferes Yisrael, makes his teacher wiser. He makes his teacher wiser by asking good questions that the teacher is expected to answer. Their dialogue benefits him and the teacher, as Medrash Shmuel points out. actually accurately repeats what he heard. When quoting a halacha in the name of his teacher, a student repeats exactly what he heard, does not add or subtract anything pointed by a machzavichi, and repeats what he heard in the name of one who said it. When he repeats a teaching that he heard from someone else, he does not say, I heard this. Rather, he names the person from whom he heard it. It's Farisro points out. Indeed, you have learned, whoever says something that he heard in the name of the person who said it brings redemption to the world, as it is stated. Esther told the king, Achashverosh, in the name of Mordechai. This led to the downfall of Haman and his plan to kill the Jewish people. Mordechai told Esther that he overheard two guards plotting to kill King Achashverosh. When Esther told Achashverosh of the plot, she said she heard about it from Mordechai. As a result, the king knew that Mordechai had saved his life. He later rewarded Mordechai for having done so, contributed to Haman's downfall, and by naming the source of information, Esther set in motion a chain of events that led to the redemption from Haman's decree. So, of course, we have many, many qualities here that teach us how to acquire Torah. Try to take one of them or more and apply it to your own life in order for Torah to be involved in your life even more so. Join us next time as we talk about the greatness of Torah from different sources here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.